Jerome reeled back with blood pouring into his right eye. He blinked it away as he retreated. He blocked a hard jab and grimaced as the iron spikes protruding from his opponent's gloves gouged long furrows down his forearm. Up in the stands, workaday freemen of the Empire watched as their betters sat in shaded wooden boxes along the top of the tiny arena. A blow to the ribs knocked the air out of his lungs and left stinging gashes along his side. Jerome covered up and circled away. His opponent was called the Lion. He was ferocious, young, and as strong as his namesake. With his light complexion and proud hawkish nose, he could have passed for a member of the upper caste except for his iron collar and the sigil, three diamonds joined in a triangular pattern branded on the right side of his face that marked him as a permanent slave, unable to ever regain his freedom again. Jerome didn't know the Lion's story, save that he'd been brought down from Chiresh for these games. That meant money had been invested in him, a lot of it. Jerome blocked a right hook that would have caved in his head, and more blood poured down his arms. As he stepped back from a straight-arm jab, his shoulders hit the rough boards of the arena's 8-foot-high partition. A hard punch to the gut nearly forced him to drop his guard. But he saw the follow-up to the head and slipped away. In one of the private boxes, a portly middle-aged man with deep brown skin was talking to an equally portly, slightly older patrician. The first man was Jerome's owner, Thraxes, so engrossed in conversation that he wasn't even watching the bout. Jerome slapped away another punch and continued his slow retreat around the pit. The familiar twinge in his lower back from an old injury climbed up his spine, making every movement that much more painful. He glanced up to the private boxes at the wrong moment, and his opponent charged. Jerome covered his face as he backpedaled. But a couple of punches got through, drawing more blood. His feet got tangled up, and he fell hard on his backside. A kick to the back as he rolled over sent jangling shocks of pain down his legs. His opponent stood over him with arms raised to the crowd. Thraxes was still engrossed in his discussion. Jerome got to his feet as the Lion paraded around the arena. His opponent didn't give him time to fully recover before charging at him again. Jerome circled away to his left, always the left, and glanced up. Thraxes was now standing in front of his seat. With a bored expression, the slave owner yawned and scratched his ample belly. That was the signal.
About time, you fat bastard.
The Lion unleashed another straight punch. His eyes widened as Jerome caught the fist with an open hand. Air exploded from the Lion's mouth as Jerome drove his other fist into the younger man's ribs. A punch to the back of the ear dropped the Lion to his knees, and the next one laid him out flat, with blood trickling down his branded cheek. Jerome knelt down and wrapped both arms around the Lion's neck. With a heave, he twisted until the spine snapped. A few copper coins fell from the audience as Jerome walked to the gate, but he ignored them as he traveled down the dark tunnel to the slave cells.